The National Football League has been in federal court today over the issue of concussions. The NFL wants to settle thousands of lawsuits filed by former players who say they suffered brain damage on the field. Opponents say the settlement plan doesn't go far enough. Do you let your children play football? More and more parents are saying no because of the danger of concussion and the long-term effects of brain injuries. But what if a redesigned football helmet could keep players safe? A local company called Visus is developing that helmet. The company's co-founder is Dr. Samuel Broud, a neurosurgeon at Seattle Children's Hospital.
It's been amazing to kind of walk through with families the experience of their kid having a concussion. A lot of the kids come in and sports is their entire life. I mean, they go after school. They've gone after school for years and years. They're trying to become, you know, expert, if you will, in a particular sport. And then all of a sudden they've had an injury, and it's devastating, not just to the kid, but to their family. It's a very trying time for a lot of folks when this happens.
How did you realize you could do something about it?
Well, you know, I kept seeing these kids come in with these injuries, and a lot of them were from football. And I've had the experience of being on the sideline for the Seahawks in this particular role called an unaffiliated neurologic consultant, or UNC. And, you know, just looking around and kind of paying attention, seemed like the football helmet would be an area where there could be some improvement. It's technology that has really not been updated for 40 or 50 years. And it got me thinking about it a bit.
Why are we still using 40, 50-year-old helmet technology?
You know, it's an interesting question, right? You would think in this day and age there'd be something that's better out there. And I think it's just very challenging for an industry that's been around for decades to try and completely reinvent themselves. The current helmets were really designed to reduce the risk of a skull fracture. We're getting blood in the head, what we call a subdural or epidural hemorrhage. And those were where a lot of the deaths were occurring in football back at the turn of the century. And helmets have been great at preventing that type of injury. Concussion's a relatively new thing that we're focusing on in the last maybe decade, and really focusing on in the last 5 years. And so the way the helmets are designed, they were never intended to address concussion. And so what these current companies are trying to do is they're trying to take what's a technology that was never intended to address concussion and try and retrofit or make some very small incremental changes to address, and it just really isn't practical.
So this new football helmet that you're working on, how does it prevent concussions?
The helmet that we're working on, the core idea is to reduce the amount of force that the skull sees. And so the helmet itself is able to absorb the force externally before it reaches the hard inner liner, which we still have to prevent the skull fracture issue. As you can imagine, with a car bumper, you want to have the energy absorption before it gets to the, you know, cabin of the car.
Right.
And, you know, affects the occupant. So we're taking a similar style of approach with the helmet.
Crumple a little bit, take that energy, and then bounce back and be a football helmet again.
That's exactly it, yeah.
Still has to look cool, though.
Super.
It's not dorky looking, right?
No, this is a super important point. So, you know, if you made a helmet that was four times as big, it'd probably be safer than a current helmet, right? But nobody in the world's going to wear it. And so we realized very early on that for us to make something that's going to be useful and get out there that kids and other athletes will wear it. It needs to look like a helmet. It needs to look cool. It can't have a weird geometry to it where it's, you know, twice as big. And so we actually spent an enormous amount of time with an industrial design firm and talking to players, both, you know, from the NFL all the way down to, you know, high school, looking at the helmet and telling us what they think is cool and interesting. And that's been integrated into the design.
Although I might watch giant helmet football.
It could be fun.
Like
sumo wrestling in those suits, maybe. Yeah.
Right. I understand you have a 5-year-old boy.
I do.
Dr. Brown.
Yes.
What would you say later if he wants to play football?
You know, my wife and I have talked about this a lot, obviously. And for us, my perspective on football is it's never been safer to play football now than at any time in the past. Is there room for improvement? Definitely. So there have been significant changes in the rules around the sport and trying to change the style of play. So head-to-head contact, other things like this have been taken out of the game in terms of at least rules and style of play. It doesn't mean it doesn't happen, obviously, but there's been a cultural shift within football for that aspect.
Well, I ask because there's a couple ways we could go, right? We could make this dangerous sport, as you are, somewhat less dangerous, or we could turn the page on the bashing of each other that football is and just play the many, many fun, safer things there are to do. And you've chosen, I mean, now you're lively. You're getting paid by the NFL. You're going down this path of enabling football. I wonder how, as a neurosurgeon, you feel about that.
This is an enduring question, and I think it's a very reasonable question, but I like to think about it practically. This is America. We play football. Football is not going away anytime soon. And so in that setting, we have to do everything we can to make it safer, and whether that's legislating rules of play, pulling kids out if we're worried about a concussion and making sure they're safe before they return, or developing technologies that are going to make the sport safer. We should do all three of those things, and I think football will endure.
This is America. We play football, says Dr. Samuel Broud, neurosurgeon at Seattle Children's Hospital and co-founder of a company called Visus that is developing a safer football helmet. Now for a reaction, let's talk with sports writer Mike Pesca, host of the podcast The Gist. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Does it seem like safer helmets will save football and its players?
When I heard the doctor saying football's never been safer, I thought to myself, oh, you mean since, like, compared to 1905 when 19 college football players died on the field, the equivalent if death by the same rate would be 100 college football players dying now? Oh, it's safer than then? This year, 11 players have died in high school. I've had the conversation about letting my kids play football, and I would, but I wouldn't use that as a rationale. I think that the helmet question, everything could be improved. Everything is safer. And I don't want to also use the low hanging fruit of, but it can't be completely safe. I really seriously question the two main things the league points to as helping itself, which is better heads-up tackling. Yes, decent tackling technique can help, but it's not a cure-all. And the helmet part of it, which I think, of course, 40-year-old helmets can't be as good as whatever he's working on now. But, last month in California, there was a kid wearing a newfangled helmet with a sensor that goes off if a serious hit has been registered. And that sensor didn't go off. He wasn't even hit that hard. That kid's now in a coma, and he might die. He might be the 12th.
So is your answer that safer helmets are not going to be enough? And if that's true, what about This is America, We Play Football?
I think this is America, and we love football, and it's our national sport, and a million high school kids play it, but it's a dangerous sport. And I question the motivations of the league who are trying to, I think, tell us that it's getting a heck of a lot safer than it is. This is the same league that covered up all of its concussion evidence for all those years. You have to take the risk if you're the kind of parent who is, very vigilant. I hope my kids are young. They're not old enough to play football yet. I hope to be extremely vigilant. And as soon as one, God forbid, even gets one concussion, I'm going to pull them from the game. But it is dangerous. And this is why, yes, 10, 11 deaths out of a million players, that's very low. But we're talking about deaths in a high school sport, a leisure activity.
Mike, we not only love football, we fantasize about football.
Yeah, yes.
Washington State's one of the few states where fantasy sports betting is illegal, and there's a couple of Washington State legislators trying to legalize that here. Why shouldn't you be able to bet on fantasy teams?
I probably think you should be able to, my personal opinion. I live in the state of New York where you are able to, although the attorney general is trying to make you not be able to. There are problems with daily fantasy betting. If you've ever played in a regular year-long traditional fantasy league, the betting element is very small. But these daily games really are about betting. It's the equivalent of day trading. So to say that it's not gambling because it's similar to this thing, year-long fantasy football, that's mostly not gambling. I don't know. That seems a little like a slippery slope. And there certainly will be victims. There will be some percentage of the population that will be addicted. And I also think a lot of good studies show that the winners of the two big fantasy operations, FanDuel and DraftKings, the winners are come disproportionately from a small group of people who are great with computers and know how to game the system. And it's kind of unfair for the regular Joe sucker.
Last question for you, sucker. Mike, I have dear friends who do fantasy football, but is there not something a little pathetic about fantasy football? Because as a Seahawks fan, you're already not doing anything while you watch other people doing something, and now you're trying to become a millionaire by betting against other inactive people on what the active people might do.
Yes, I always liken it to your dreams. You might think your dreams are interesting, but no one wants to hear about your damn dream. Keep your fantasy football information to yourself. Talk to people in your league about it. No one wants to hear your wide receivers, dude.
Get a life. Mike Pesca is the host of the podcast The Gist, and always welcome here. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
KUOW's The Record, back in a moment.